Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Woo! I thought that was John Cena bringing us into the 1 o'clock hour.
See me!
Oh, my God.
So I couldn't hear
him. That's corny. That's corny, man. I respect the hell out of John Cena because for him to make that gimmick work as long as he did is one thing. I swear to you, I thought there was the corniest thing in the world. This dude runs out there with them jean shorts on, with some knee break, with some knee pads, and some Chucks. And he had no wrestling shoes on.
And the same haircut.
And the same
25
haircut.
Years. I get annoyed. He's let it grow out a little bit, I guess.
Yeah. Dr. Thugonomics.
But I love.
Excuse
think,
me?
What?
That's what he is?
Thugonomics.
Dr. Thugonomics.
Thugonomics.
Yeah, that was John Cena's
there was
first
a,
character.
It was an era.
Really?
Whoa.
It did
what?
Not know that.
Well, he still had on the jorts, but he had on the big chain.
Yeah.
And he wore his hat crooked.
That's what I thought
and
was
the
corny.
Basketball jersey.
Yes.
And they called
Dr.
him Thugonomics,
man.
Thugonomics.
When he would come out and rap to people and just.
That's what I thought he was corny as hell.
I did not know that.
Dr. Thugonomics.
I will
man.
Say this.
Oh, my God.
Did not know that.
I know Wade Boggs has a legendary Wade Boggs has a legendary plane flight, right?
Right.
When I was in Tampa, I'd see Cena at Rays games every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anyone tank beers
really?
Like that guy.
Oh yeah,
I like
I bet
that.
He, I bet
and
he does.
And because it's just
why did all of them
dudes
live in the
aisles like just buying them beers? Like he never bought his own beer.
Sure,
he would tank. I mean, like four an inning. It was a crazy. It was a crazy
like,
run.
Sounds like a great move to me.
Yeah, sounds like a fun baseball game.
Yeah, like that was a great damn afternoon right there.
I was trying to look. He's in some movies too. I remember
yeah,
he was
in
one movie that I kind
of
liked.
He was in don't hold on,
in,
Abe.
Like,
let me yeah, let somebody guess. Abe.
He was in that movie with LeBron. Like,
yes, Trainwreck. Right?
Is that what it's called? Yeah, that movie was funny. He did a good job in that movie.
But
there's
yeah.
the one with Amy Schumer.
That's the same one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
And there was one more when he was like the main character with the kids.
Yeah. I don't remember what that was called, but I know what you're talking about.
Abe,
go on.
Good, Abe.
I mean, yeah, there was a couple. He was, I mean, more recently, he was in Jackpot. Ricky Stenicki, if you remember this one, came out like 2 years ago. It was very funny. No?
Oh, really? Okay.
Vacation
Suicide
Friends.
Suicide Squad.
Oh, Vacation
Hello.
Friends is pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, I like Vacation Friends.
Yeah,
he was in The Wall.
Okay.
Daddy's Home.
Daddy's Home. That's
it right
what you're
there.
Talking
okay.
about.
Yeah.
Dude,
I'm freaking Peacemaker.
I'm gonna tell you.
If y'all haven't watched Peacemaker on HBO, it's
Andy.
Hilarious.
All right. If you I
12
was,
rounds,
I'm gonna tell you. Like I know we talk about this. I know you never want to go to jail.
Mm-mm.
Never want to go to jail.
Really don't.
But if you want to reiterate that fact, mm-hmm. there's this documentary on Clayton County Jail, Andy.
Yeah, like Clayton County, Georgia.
Yeah, man. Oh man, these cats. I was sitting there watching it last night. It's like. Jail is bad. Don't get me wrong, but like these dudes had like samurai swords made out of shanks.
Oh God!
I'm like, damn, what kind of war y'all got going on in Clayton County?
So it'll make you even more not want to go to jail.
If any parents got y'all got kids that thinking about going down that road, sit their ass down in front of that. Y'all want to go up in there?
Scared straight situation?
Y'all want to go up in there?
No, you don't.
You don't go, man.
No, you don't.
Man.
Sometimes, because my algorithm knows I don't want to go to jail.
Yes.
And it feeds on the things you're scared of. So it shows me all these clips of former inmates doing interviews about what it was like.
Yes.
And I'll watch enough of them where I get freaked out enough where I'm thinking about all the bad stuff I've ever done. I'm like, that's not prison worthy. That was a long time ago. It was 35 years ago, right?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah, dog. The statute of limitations. It's over on that.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's just a couple fake IDs in college. Like, it's no big deal.
Like, damn. I'm like, I'm like, it's like, how often do people get stabbed? Like, every day. Like, what the?
That's too often.
I don't want to. I don't.
The frequency is too high.
I don't want to be in a situation where I might get shanked over a honey bun or some slides.
We're just looking at somebody. You know what
I
mean?
I don't want no holes in my body.
Now, that is one of the hallmarks of the midday show with Andy and Randy. We do not want to go to prison.
Man, I ain't got time.
We're trying to stay free.
I'm telling you, dog. Y'all put me in. Put me where Diddy at. I don't want to be around nobody. No damn body.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
He's a knee. Obviously, he's a PCL, he's had it before. Done some of those things, so we'll kind of just let that thing roll with that.
Yeah, so this is just another one of the sad moments from Raheem Morris's press conference from yesterday, where he obviously announced that Michael Penix goes on the IR. That was about Drake London and his knee injury and him being
out,
unlikely to play this weekend against.
What the hell are they going to throw the ball to? Seals?
And hey, he finally ran a route.
Yes, he ran a route. Got
that he was supposed to so on got Sunday.
Seals, maybe Moody.
Maybe Moody if he
Kyle.
Play. Kyle, yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Kyle's dropped a few passes the last couple
Kyle,
of weeks.
Kyle, Bijan. I mean, it's going to be all hands on deck without him because he seems like he's the only person they throw the ball to. He's the only guy that gets open.
Kirk threw one late to Kadarius Hodge.
Okay.
I think that was the last throw that he made.
Right.
Was a short. He came up short to Kadarius Hodge. I mean, yeah, man, it was already slim. It was already slim with your starting quarterback and Drake London out there getting, 60% of the targets on the season. With Drake not being out there, and again, you saw what it looked like when Kirk started against Miami. Maybe it'll be like to have – he knows for sure he's playing now.
Mm-hmm.
The Miami was sort of like Willy Woney. We didn't really know as the week went on.
Right.
They're splitting reps as far as I understand.
Got his notebooks ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, he takes all these
he's got a lot of notes.
Meticulous notes.
Yeah.
And everything.
That's it kind of all started, this whole thing, this whole blank storm, kind of started against the Saints last year.
It did.
Remember?
It did.
Falcons were 6-3 and the Saints were bad. They had just fired their coach.
Mm-hmm. Who was that? Dennis Allen, right?
I believe so.
Dennis Allen, right.
Yeah. Okay. And then Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Beat him deep twice. And then Kirk gets hit in his shoulder, and that's kind of the injury.
My shoulder is dead, as we saw on the documentary. My shoulder is dead.
My shoulder's dead.
My shoulder is dead.
Nah, he's fine. Let him keep going. We got a first-round quarterback over here we could put in as backup. Nah, put Kirk back out there with a dead shoulder. And Young Wei Koo missed a bunch of field goals in that game. Yeah. Look, we don't need to rehash.
Let's not do that, Andy.
The past, but that was the last time they played him.
Yeah. My shoulder is dead, as he said.
So,
hopefully his shoulder's alive.
Hopefully his shoulder's alive.
I mean, he had one of the best. He played one of the best ever playoff games in that building.
Okay.
You remember the throw to Kyle Rudolph in the end zone against the Saints?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He played one of the greatest throws ever.
I think that's his one playoff win.
It is. So let's see if he can relive that. Now, they got to play good around him.
Sure.
Like, I think the biggest thing with them is, and it's always this, and it never makes any – difference whether I say it or not. Don't let Taysom Hill beat you.
Yeah. Yeah, he tends to.
Yeah, don't let Taysom Hill come in there.
Cam Jordan, I believe, has a sack in each game of the last five games somehow.
Really?
The man is
good for him.
At the tail end, and he's still out there. Maybe I could be wrong. He maybe didn't have one this last week, but in the four games before that, he had a sack in each of them.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's try not to let him have one here.
He loves sacking
the Falcons.
You
know he loves playing against the damn Falcons.
That's true.
I mean, even without Michael, they're still – are they better than Saints?
God, I don't know. I think that they were better than the Panthers, and they've lost to them twice this year.
That is true.
I mean, what do we mean when we say that?
I don't know. Mentally,
I don't think they are. I don't think mentally they're better than many of the teams in the league. Because they just make the mistake that you can't make.
Always.
And a lot of times it's mental stuff.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They will sit down and wait for most teams. That was always Bill Belichick's mantra. You know, we'll let them make the mistake. Sure. We'll wait because they're going to make it.
Yep.
And that's how teams probably play the Falcons.
Now, I will say this. I think that we're starting to get to the point of it where it's like you're going to tune in on Sunday and see like what you're made of in terms of like your passion. Your pride and stuff like that.
Where's
like,
your pride?
You know what I mean, though?
Like, yeah, this exactly is, what
the
you
season
mean.
Is starting to slip, slide
Where's
the wrong
pride?
Direction. You start having pride issues, then it gets. Yeah. I mean, it's already as ugly as it could get, but like, I mean, you could still win
games.
A handful of these games down the stretch, and I don't think they're going to finish the season 3-14. You know, like I don't think that's going to happen. I think you can beat the Saints. I think you can beat the Jets. There's wins left on the schedule. Now, I don't know what – maybe you get the 7 or 8 or something like that if you can. But I still think that they probably will do that. But that's if they show up ready to go every single Sunday ready to play. Because they've been ready to
play. Right, no, no.
This hasn't been an effort
issue. I'm not going to say – I'm glad you said that because it ain't they weren't ready to play.
No, it hasn't been an effort
issue. No, it has not been an effort thing with this team. It's been, right on time. That's what it's been. Right on. They've only I can say that they have not been ready to play 2 times, and it was their worst losses. Yeah. The Miami and the Carolina game up there.
God, maybe those. I don't
give me another one.
Oh no, I agree. Oh. No, I agree. Those are the two. But I guess I was going to say, was I wrong? Were those effort, or was that just not focused, or what?
I don't know.
I'm not really sure.
That was they were doing that. Keon Coleman.
I still they were asleep. Yeah, the Panthers won. I think they got too fired up about what they did against the Vikings on Sunday Night Football, which again, I don't understand how beating that team 22-6 made you decide you could take anybody lightly. The Dolphins one was just
baffling.
Yeah. I mean, that was, I don't know.
It was baffling because you got whipped in all three phases.
That's when you kind of knew, though, right? Like this season, man, I don't know.
I think it was more or less.
You can't lose 2 games like that and be a good team.
Good teams don't lose games like that. I mean, now, good teams, everybody loses to a team you shouldn't lose to. That's just what it is.
But usually it's like 22-19.
But that's what I'm saying. To what you said, but I think Buffalo's a good team. But Miami kicked Buffalo's ass.
They did.
Like thoroughly.
Yep.
Beat the hell out of Miami. I mean, out of Buffalo.
They did.
So that's a good one. Hey, Andy, you want to hang out in these streets this weekend with me?
Yeah.
All right. Well, how about this Friday? We'll be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
Great.
We'll be getting you ready with food, drinks, and scenic views while also gearing up for the weekend full of football and basketball. That's me and Andy. This Friday, 11-2 at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
I met a listener on Sunday at the Wade Ford tailgate show going into the Falcons game. I forget his name because I'm terrible with names.
Right.
But he said he lives in Kennesaw and he was hoping next time we were out there he'd come out. And I didn't know we were going to be there this weekend.
Okay.
But if you're listening,
yeah, we'll be there.
Nice to meet you and your lovely wife. And you should come on Friday.
Yeah, we'll be there.
We'll be there from 11 to 2.
Shots on you and Tinker.
Yeah, Tinker will be
there. Tinker buying shots, too.
You know he'll be there.
Yes, he is.
Marine Tim will be there. You know the locals will be there. Yeah. But we'd love to see some new folks as well. All right, Brandon Adams is going to join us coming up next. We'll talk some Georgia football with him. Sports Radio 92.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nine the game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Actually, 15 minutes away from the AMA. We'll get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. Just call us up, get on hold, ask us anything that you want. Final hour of the show is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm just tickled over here.
About the news that I just shared with you?
Yeah.
Okay, before we get to BA, and then maybe there's like a transition of like, what would this be for Georgia fans if there is one?
Tickled, man.
This is another argument for pausing the TV and syncing it up with 92.9 The Game so you could listen to Wes and Dave. But the TV announcers for the Falcons-Saints game on Sunday will be Adam Amin doing play-by-play. Christina Pink will be on the sidelines. Damn. And the analyst will be Drew Brees.
You gotta be kidding me, dude. So,
as if Falcons fans had not been through enough
man.
I don't know how it – somehow every day – something adds to the pile.
Just one indignity after another.
Goodness gracious,
Drew,
man.
Come on. That's worse than Vilma.
They know it.
They know what they're doing. Absolutely. What did Arthur Blank do to make these? Because that's a decision.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, they could have, like, well, this is a bottom feeder game. And Drew,
well, I guess it would have been
Drew
Sanchez. Sanchez got stabbed.
Yeah, Drew Brees get back into it, so. Yeah. Sanchez got shanked. He got shanked messing around that old man. He didn't know old man carry pocket knives.
Everybody knows old men carry pocket knives.
Old man carry them old ass rusty pocket knives.
He may be the lucky one getting to miss this game now.
Yeah, fair enough. Would you rather be stabbed or watch them? Anyway. All right, BA, let's talk about the football team that's fun to talk about. Georgia with just a thorough, impressive on the field, decision-making, everything you would want to see from this team, win over Texas on Saturday night. What was the most impressive part for you?
Well, as you said, the fact that, look, with Georgia up, but not up big, and they'd had several drives where they had not scored, you get the touchdown, you go up 21-10, Kirby makes the decision, you're really putting his fingerprints on the game for the onside kick, you know, not giving the ball back to Texas. Now you build the lead that's going to hold, you know, for the rest of the game. It was such a thorough performance for Georgia that now, I mean, I think we've sat in here for weeks and talked about, hey, is this a championship contender or is this just a, you know, a good team? Could it be a great team? I think the entire outlook for Georgia has to be raised based on, I mean, when you play the number 10 team in the country, even if it's your own stadium, if you beat them 35-10, yep, I think you are certainly suggesting there's really nothing that Georgia couldn't accomplish before this season comes to an end.
How much in percentage wise or has this team grown from the Alabama game?
I mean, it may be more than incremental. It may almost be exponential. I mean, because when you have that game against Tennessee where you win, but you got to go to overtime and you probably had some breaks work out for you to do so, holding on for dear life, and you come home and you lose to Alabama. And then even in the subsequent weeks, you know, not not dominating opponents. This was a team that was, at the time, as I said, it was good, but it was not great, and yet somewhere along the way turned a corner. I think the Mississippi State game was significant in this. You know, they didn't really sweat the Mississippi State game. For the most part, played for all four quarters. And obviously, they put it all on display against Texas. And I tell you, the biggest thing for me has been, as the offensive line has improved, Gunnar Stockton's gotten more confident, and it's really those two things working together that's lifted, I think, the entire tide for Georgia overall, you know, raising the performance. Better offensive line play, more confident quarterback, and everything has seemed to stem from that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask was, I mean, they turned the corner for sure. What, because it's always a complicated answer in football. There's always a lot of stuff that leads to better performance like that. You talk about the offensive line being healthy and playing better, Gunnar behind them. I also just, the way that the defense went through what they went through early, took the lumps that they took against those offenses, and now we're playing against offenses that aren't quite the same caliber, but still SEC teams. I just have to think there's something learned by playing those games early in the year.
Well, one of the phrases that Kirby likes to use a lot is the notion of complementary football. Offense helps the defense helps the offense. He's said this for years. And I do think for the defense, at times when they were struggling, they knew the offense was going to score some points and bail them out of jams. And I think that's given them a chance to grow their confidence too. And maybe they figured it out as well. I mean, you know, maybe that really is what's going on here. A team that was really entertaining but not exactly controlling games, battle-tested, maybe now they're getting their footing underneath them a bit. I mean, certainly you've heard many national media types the last couple of days say, oh, Georgia's the team you don't really want to play going into the playoff. There is a sense that that may actually be true.
Would you, and I didn't get to see your comments yet on Kirby's post-game comments.
I think it's one of the more – I mean, first of all, Kirby has gotten to where his post-game press conference compared to his in-week press conference, so much more entertaining. This was as good as he's ever done, I think. And he kept coming back on the notion of the physicality and, you know, the fact that we're not just working for a paycheck here. We want to hit people too. And that's not just about Texas, but it's also not about Texas, if you follow what I'm saying.
Right.
Because pretty clearly Texas is coming to the SEC with that nouveau riche mindset of we're going to spend more than others, we're going to solve our problems with money. And yeah, that gets on Kirby's nerves. And everybody's saying that Kirby can't navigate NIL and can't manage transfer portal and all those things that have happened since Georgia won two national championships. That probably gets on his nerves too. And so I do think what he said on Saturday, if I had to try to get him inside of his head, is a little bit of a lash out or a clap back. It's some of those who just didn't think that Georgia was going to quite navigate this modern era. I think it was his message to say, no, actually, we're still doing just fine.
Yeah, just fine. Brandon Adams joins us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, talking Georgia football, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. Is it too late? Does the hype have to start earlier for a Heisman campaign? Because Gunnar Stockton is playing incredible.
I don't think it's too late. Now, he may not win the award, but in the case of, like, say, Julian Sayin, Fernando Mendoza, they're both having very good seasons, but they're not having a Joe Burrow-like season to the point that one of them is running away from it. And, man, a bunch of people watched this game on Saturday, and Stockton had five touchdowns, threw for four, ran for one. I think his candidacy is real. I don't know that he wins the award. I think he could get to New York. I think he's probably having a better year than Stetson Bennett had in 2022. And, listen, unlike Bennett, who played with Brock Bowers, you can make a case that Gunnar Stockton is the best player in this offense. And in Stetson's case, with all due respect, that was never going to be true as long as Brock Bowers was your teammate. But in Gunnar's case, he really is the guy that's propelling this right now. So I'm glad to see the candidacy taking shape. I think he deserves it. I think his play warrants it. And is going to have a showcase game against Tech, still the possibility that he plays in the SEC championship. So there is some chance to still impress voters before the voting comes to an end. May not win it, but he could get to New York.
What do you think of this whole Lane Kiffin thing? Because we've talked about it today, and it seems like he said it was not an ultimatum. It seems like it is one. What do you think about it?
Well, listen, I think it's fascinating. I love the coaching search stuff. I do hate it for Ole Miss, the fact that they may have what's arguably the best, you know, year in program history and have an interim coach going into the playoff. I hate that for them, but I understand why they have allegedly put Kiffin up to the let us know now or, you know, forever hold your peace type thing. I also understand why Kiffin feels like he needs to be at a place like LSU, probably Florida, maybe, because I do think his chance of winning a national championship there are better. But it's really dramatic to see the photos from him in Gainesville, photos from him in Baton Rouge, pretty clearly looking at his options here. When it's all said and done, I believe he goes to LSU.
Hey,
really?
I guess you want to think, because you do the message board. We had a lot of fun with that last week. Is there anything on the message board? Because he has excelled, which I always thought he would, or always has, which has been different scenarios, that Mike Bobo might be a guy who might be, because this job's going to be open.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, I think anything's possible, and Bobo's obviously having a great year. I certainly haven't heard anything about him aspiring to be a head coach again, but maybe he does. I think that Glenn Schumann's a candidate to maybe go somewhere. I think that right now, Bobo probably enjoys this phase of his life. He's working with his son, of course. I think he's having a good time doing that. I have not heard much from him in terms of head coaching aspirations, but you're certainly going to see, you know, several Georgia coaches probably at least consider that as a possibility. Glenn Schumann maybe at the top of that list.
You said ultimately you think it's LSU.
I do think it is.
For Kiffin, do you think that that means that he doesn't finish the season?
I think he does. I mean, look.
Whoa, no, hell no. Hell no.
I mean, Kiffin was the offensive coordinator at Alabama when he took the FAU job.
Right.
And Saban got rid of him because Saban did not like the divided attention that Kiffin showed at the time. There's a little bit of a history with this with Lane. Here's the other thing, too. LSU is Ole Miss' second biggest rival.
Right.
That, exactly. You know, you can't let your guy be a lame duck there and then go work on trying to beat you at LSU, as distasteful as it would be for the people in Oxford. If he's leaving, I think you got to let him go, and you got to choose some sort of interim coach to get you through the playoffs, and then you got to find out how much the committee – I mean, they punished Florida State for the Jordan Travis thing a couple of years ago.
That's true.
What might the committee say about a team like Ole Miss that does not have Lane Kiffin a coach? I mean, they're going to miss the playoff, but they may not be treated the same way.
Oh, hell no.
So he's saying the same thing we were saying, is if he's leaving, leave.
Yes.
Like, don't.
Yes, go.
God, I hadn't thought about the idea of the committee holding that against him. What a nightmare scenario for Ole Miss.
It is a nightmare scenario, and I hate it. But
I did,
look,
too.
With the transfer portal moving up, with signing day moving up, it was only a matter of time before the coaching carousel moved up, too. Coaches are getting fired sooner than ever. Well, of course, eventually their replacements were going to start being hired sooner than ever, too. That was a natural consequence of all of this.
It's crazy to sit here with them.
Oh, yeah.
At, what are they? They're 10-1, talking about a nightmare scenario.
Egg Bowl coming up, too, by the way.
Which is
Mississippi State may need that one for bowl eligibility.
Yeah, which is the, quote, deadline, which Kiffin says there isn't. But anyway, certainly fascinating. No question about that. Thanks, B.A.
Always fun in the SEC.
All right, we will come back and answer all your questions. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. I think this is going great and I want to keep doing this forever, but like Side Hustle might be reviewing movies. Because you already had sold me on that Clayton County jail documentary. I'm more sold on that than I've ever been sold on anything in my life based on that 30-second conversation you just had.
I'm telling you,
you got to start doing that. Just put that on Instagram. You'd have a million followers in 2 days. All right. AMA, every single day, brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Marine Tim starts us in Dallas. Hey, Tim.
Hey, let me preface my question beforehand by saying I was born in July before the Falcons started playing football that season.
Oh, so it's your fault.
Well, probably. But do I have the right to just give the heck up on these people? I mean, my God, I have given up on Arthur Blank as an owner. I've 98% given up on our coach. And our offensive coordinator needs to be taken out back and shot.
Well.
Damn, Tim.
Well.
Come on, Tim. Come on, Tim.
We don't need to do that.
We'll see you Friday, Tim.
Thank you.
We'll see you Friday, Tim. Come on, man. You can't be inciting violence on this show,
Tim. Especially because Marine Tim would know how to do it.
Exactly.
You know, we can't be having that.
You can't have that, Marine Tim. We'll see you Friday.
But, I mean, do you have the right to give up on him? Sure.
Yes.
That's your choice.
Exactly.
That's what you want to do. You wouldn't be the only one, I don't think. Like we always say, though, like this is not a bandwagon situation with the Atlanta Falcons.
No.
If you're a Falcons fan, you've thought that before.
Yes.
And you've said to myself, nah, you know what? I'm going to stick with it. It's going to get better eventually. For Tim to have been a fan literally his entire life and for this season to have him thinking like that, that's not great. I get
that's 60 something years, right?
That's a long
time. Came in 66, you know, almost 60 years.
Yeah.
What's the rest of your life at
that
point?
At this point?
You know what I mean? Like,
at this point, just ride it
you're
out.
You're pot committed to the Falcons.
Yeah, because you're not going to like pick up fanhood of like the, what are you, just be a Jaguars fan now? You live in Atlanta. You can't just do that. I mean, I guess you could watch them, but. You know, unless you move.
Unless you move, exactly.
You have to pay for Sunday ticket to do that.
Yeah, right.
Or you can have a fire stick.
Yeah, something like that. You get around it somehow. Anyway, Ken's in Evans. Hey, Ken.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? It was good getting a chance to see y'all last Friday, man.
Yeah, good
Andy,
to see you.
You're a lot taller than it looks like on radio, I guess. But
wow.
Come on, man. Don't be coy. Don't be up here acting like you know that is. Man, Cole, you can't be calling the other man no beef stew, bro.
I didn't say he couldn't.
I didn't make it up.
I didn't make it up. It was just the first time I heard it. That's why I didn't hear nothing else after that. I was like, did he just call this man beef stew? That's all, man. That's it.
Well, maybe you can help me, Ken, because I mean, I can stop doing it. It's not a big deal. I don't care that much.
Well, I plan on coming out hopefully this Friday to come holler at y'all, but I have to tell you that in person. But
right.
I just want to kind of share my birthday kind of story. My birthday was over the weekend, so I took both of my kids, my son and daughter, first time on MARTA, going into the Falcon game. Cool. And born and raised in Atlanta, and I should have known better. You know, after we made that big first down, that big fourth down stop, I was like, man, I got my kids down here. It's my birthday weekend. It's tight. And we were about to go when we made that fourth down stop. And I said, hey, y'all want to see some fireworks? So I said, let's just go back to the seat. And oh, my God, the Falcons became the Falcons. And it was just I should know better. And to answer the previous guy's question, I'm born in Northside Hospital, man. I cannot imagine, like, the way I look at these Patriot fans that are Grady Babies and Georgia Baptist. It's just the lamest thing in the world, man. You ride with your folk. Like, when we lost that Super Bowl, honestly, a part of me died. But that was my team, and it further let me know that I can't root for another team because that high and that low is your team.
Yeah, if you stuck with it after that, you're pot committed. Thank you, Ken. We appreciate it. We'll see you Friday, hopefully.
Yeah, and I'm about to get on your ass since you try to get on my boy. It's a man violation to say my birthday weekend if you're a man. The hell you talking about? I know you was with your babies before you to come and try and come at my partner for saying what he said. I'm not going to repeat it. And then you come here talking about some my birthday weekend. Come on, Ken. Hopefully we'll see you Friday.
Yeah, I'd love to see you Friday.
With all due respect, Bunk, I do have a lot of questions about the taller comment.
He did say, I'm taller than I look on the radio.
Yes. So, because you're not, I mean, again, with all due respect, you're not tall.
No, I'm not tall.
So what did he think you were?
I think people think I'm really short.
Like a 5'2 male gymnast?
No, because all the pictures that people see of me are next to 6'5 Randy and 6'6 Jarvis. Those have been the people that I've worked with at the radio station. So comparatively, everyone's like, oh, okay, there's that guy, and there's the little fella. And then they see me in real life, and I'm just an average-sized human.
I know we were talking wrestling. You're a cruiserweight, I guess. You're stuck.
I don't know about that.
I'm pretty sure the three of us are cruiserweights, Abe.
Yes.
But, yeah, I'm not like a short person. I'm not a tall person. I'm right there. I'm right in your eye level. Vince is in Gwinnett. Hey, Vince.
Hey, speaking of tight ends, what Darnell Washington did against those grown man DBs was just like, man, that's like Marvel Comics. Are just like,
that's a heavyweight right there.
Straight disrespectful.
Yes, sir.
And that's why I became a shutdown corner, because of you, Randy. people like Shannon Sharp and people like Darnell Washington. You have to make a business decision, man. No, and you can't hit them at the knees, because you take that knee to the chest, man, you're going to be out. So, dude, guys really changed the way that they play. Because Deion went to tackle them.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I mean, Deion explained the story behind this, about the tackling thing. Deion tackles, but I forgot who he was talking to, and some vet was basically telling him, like, I make business decisions sometimes. You know, like, step out the way and jump on their back or something like that. But, I mean, I learned this from Mike Mularkey when he became my tight ends coach years ago. Oh, he's OC, whatever. But he's always in tight ends room for some reason. Like, Mike, go the hell away and let him coach. But I love Mike. I love Mike so much. He's like, you got to take a blanket pill. You got to take an effort pill. You just got to. All right. You know, what's so funny, I thought, and, you know, sometimes whenever you get yourself riled up about something, just thinking about something, like I got riled up yesterday because of all the injuries to the Falcons. And some of them you can't prevent. But I remember Kyle Rob would always be like, sports medicine. And Randy, if we had this around when you were around, you wouldn't be walking like you are now. You know what? I don't regret the way I walk.
Yeah.
I don't regret that I live in constant aches.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I was a tough son of a thing.
You didn't miss games.
I didn't miss games.
You broke your leg once, and you missed some games. But other than that, you walked off the field with a broken leg.
I didn't miss practice because I had a boo-boo.
You didn't oversleep through a walkthrough?
I would never oversleep.
Yeah. By the way, it's Jerome Bettis was talking about
it. It was Jerome? Okay.
And that's why everybody has sort of their own perspective or history or whatever. And it's one thing for a lot of people to sit up here and talk about, you can't miss this, you can't do that, you're making business decisions, these guys are whatever. You did it.
Yes.
You played in the league for 11 years. So it's you can say that.
Yes. I got riled up yesterday for some reason. Because I was like, I know all this sports science. Oh, damn show hurt a lot.
It's a lot, yeah.
Damn show hurt a lot.
There's people that are making, maybe millions of dollars to be sports medicine people for that team.
That's what got me riled up, because of the people. It was, oh, God.
And I'm sure they know what they're doing.
There's no doubt about
that. I'm sure they know what
they're
doing.
It was Steve Nash and them talking about, they got all these new medical professions. That's why the numbers say, or the whatever say, that they should shorten the NBA season because of that. That's like, you bunch of meows. But, that's all.
This sports medicine has made them have to do is make a rule that you can't miss 17 games or you don't qualify for postseason awards.
I was like, oh, my God.
I will say, though, I do like how much they're throwing to Darnell Washington.
Yes.
Like, he's really emerged this year as a target, and that's really fun.
I'm telling you, he'd have got bigger. Dude.
He is huge.
Maybe it was the Georgia Red.
No, he's huge.
No, he looked
like, they got three tight ends on that team. All right, Zach is in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello.
So I had a blowout on the way to work this morning, and I changed the tire.
Okay.
So if all four of y'all were armed with a jack and a spare tire, who would be able to change the tire the fastest?
Ooh. All right.
Bo
says him.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean,
I've changed the tire very recently.
Yeah.
My wife had a flat and called me, and I had to drive over there, which is just like
it's miserable.
But that's hero stuff.
Oh, dude, I mean,
she called me, and like her and Lily were
stranded. I'm on the way,
and I was like, oh, that's not far from where I am right now. I'll be there shortly.
Hell yeah!
And then like Lily's like watching me do it. She got a picture of it.
Dude,
I'm a hero.
I can change a tire. I don't like changing my tire because that truck is so big, and I've had an issue once when I had or Suburban, where it wasn't all the way right, and
it was like that.
Yeah,
ooh,
yeah, and so
scary.
I don't like
those things. Come with hydraulic jacks, or you still got that little windy
yes.
thing? So you got to crank that thing for like
I don't know what's in this truck because I
dude, those windy things take.
Fortunately, I haven't. But no,
and they fall over.
But yeah, so yeah. But no,
I could change it in probably 15 minutes.
How long?
Yeah,
15 minutes.
I changed my tire plenty
for
of
sure.
times.
Easy, yeah. for sure.
Before I was afforded the ability to. Have AAA?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to. How about that? I'll wait. Even if I don't have to come to work, I could have probably made it to work.
At
that
least you
day.
Get out of the car, so it's not as hard to jack up.
I could have probably made it to the studio that day, Andy.
I think you did though.
No, I went home.
Right, but you were on the air.
Yeah, I was on the air.
You did the show.
I could have probably got to the
that
studio.
That was funny. I was introing the show. Yeah. I was like, "Good morning, welcome in," and I didn't know you were there.
Yeah.
And then, like, as I'm in my opening thing, Abe's like, he's there. And I was like, good morning, Randy. How are you?
Yeah, I probably could have got down here.
I will say, though, that question had me thrown off because a blowout at my house right now means something different.
Oh, yeah, man.
I wasn't sure where it was headed either.
Potty training toddler. Yeah. We had 4 blowouts on Friday.
Yeah, man.
Which was not great. Turns out he was sick, everybody's sick.
Which blowout can you change quicker, the tire or the alternate?
The diaper's going to go faster, but it's going to be way less fun.
It's going to be way less fun, dude.
Yeah, man. God, it's gross. Like, I can't wait for that guy to learn how to poop in the toilet.
Dude, that's the worst now because, you know, obviously we got Sebastian. It ain't the part that – it's the, like, just pull your pants and go out your business. No, let daddy wipe you. And then then he tries to do it and use a half a roll of damn toilet paper. Mm. Like, you're going to, like, dog.
Clog the toilet.
Yeah, man. It's that dude, I swear. He gonna get his mama gonna suplex him because he liked the little balls on the tree.
On the Christmas tree?
Dude, the whole backside is empty. His ass took them all down.
Like a cat.
And put them in his damn ball pit. They're all in his damn ball pit.
That's hilarious.
I saw it this morning. I was like,
that's very funny.
Oh, man. Mama gonna get you.
James, final call. James is Indicator. Hey, James.
Hey, man. How y'all doing?
Really?
I called in Friday about those, Randy, I called in Friday about those dollar tickets. Oh. I'm still waiting on them. You think we can get them this weekend?
Falcons.
And look,
yeah, but hey, by the time they come home, they might be a dollar.
Hey, check this out. You think that Arthur Blake and that Herbie Bo to come down and work part time on Sunday?
Herbie.
And tell Tim, this is a family show. He can't go out and shoot.
Yeah, man. We can't be shooting folks. But
yeah, the next home game's December 7th against the Seahawks.
I remember this was always the thing when I was growing up as a kid that they say you should be able to get Falcon tickets at Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're like, yeah, you can go, yeah, you can get, like, buy a Whopper and get a Falcon ticket.
That was very common with the Seahawks back in the day,
too. It'll never get that bad.
Or you could buy, like, a 4-pack at Costco,
right?
For like $20 or something like that.
It will never get that bad.
Well, they were doing dollar upper decks at the Georgia Dome.
I know. At the Georgia Dome.
Yeah. No, it is that bad. They just have PSLs over there. So
did they not have PSLs in the dome?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that scam started at Mercedes-Benz.
Okay, I didn't know.
What a scam.
Yes.
All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, yeah. Andy is taller in person than he is on the radio. It's one of the funniest lines I've ever heard.
Hey, I'll take it. Hawks are playing Isaiah Stewart tonight, and that's what we're going to call him. Although Dylan brought it to my attention, maybe it was beef because he starts beefs. He's always starting fights. Is that better?
Okay. The intent of the beef?
Yeah.
It still comes
not
out the same,
not just a beefy
though.
Dude.
That's a hot ticket.
Kirby woke up Saturday morning and chose violence.
Yes.
And Randy never wants to be in a situation where he gets shanked for a honey bun.
No.
Nothing to do any of us.
No, man. No.
Randy did say that sometimes he's interested in talking about the hot guy.
Yeah.
That's true. We're talking about Lane Kiffin, candidate.
I mean, somebody said Falcons. I wouldn't be surprised.
He'll be using the Falcons against LSU in 2 years. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.